Hoot. 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 Hoot.
Welcome, everybody, to another amazing edition of the hashtag worst podcast ever. Talkin' shopping. Before you crack a beer, take off your pants and listen to this. Off air, Emilio, Balls Deep Billy, was telling me that in 40 minutes he has to go to his high school reunion. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, because I'm fucking dying to hear this. But before we get into that, I want to let you guys know what's going on. The Good Brothers are absent this week yet again. They're taking a little vacation to get a little break off. So it's just me and Balls Deep Billy. We're not filling in because we're, you know, 1/4 of this podcast. So everybody who doesn't like it, fuck you. But keep listening because they'll be back next week. And they got an action-packed show next week. They've got a guest set up and everything. So it's going to be badass fuck. Okay, let's get down to business because I got another. So I'm 40 minutes. Emilio, you're going to your high school reunion. Is it 10-year, 20-year? What are we doing?
I graduated in 2001.
So 20-year high school reunion. I did not go to my 10-year. Even if I wanted to go, I heard it was like a mess and it got canceled like the week of. Like everybody in my grade were fucking degenerates and nobody could get their shit together. So I just figured it was the same shit that happened. Like, oh, we're going to do this. And then it turned into like, oh, let's just go to a bar, you know, and then nobody showed up and then it was all canceled. And I don't even know about the 20-year. Nobody contacted me. So,
well, that was the thing. I had no idea that this thing was even becoming a deal or whatever. My brother works at the high school that we both graduated from. He's a teacher and then he's also an administrator there. So I guess, you know, someone from my graduating class reached out to him and I guess they started to organize, or he gave like, you know, addresses or phone numbers, whatever they had on record to figure all this out. And I guess they started like a Facebook group chat thing or whatever. And then the next thing I know, 2 hours ago, my brother's like, yeah.
Wait, two hours ago you found out?
You're going to your high school reunion, right? And I go, what? My brother's like, you're going, right? I go, what do you mean I'm going? He goes, well, I have to go and pick up a check because they donated X amount of dollars to a scholarship fund. He goes, and they want you there. I was like, oh.
Who's they?
I don't know who the they is. He just was like, they. I'm like, who? The graduating class? The valedictorian? The salutatorian? I don't know who the they is. Let me tell you something. From high school, I talked to maybe about 5 people still. And that is it.
And I feel like that's
way too much.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like that's a lot.
My daily people that I talk to in my immediate circle, right, that I really enjoy talking to every day,
right,
are you, Chad, Drew, right. Renee, and Biggie.
Right, right.
That's it. I don't even talk to my brother every day. Like, so I don't remember high school. I don't remember. Like, I went. It was a thing.
Did you block it out?
No, I had a really cool like high school experience, man. Like all 4 years were very, very dope. I never got into fisticuffs. I always knew everybody in every social circle.
Were you like the kind of guy who would like not float around from group to group, but you could because you kind of knew somebody from every group? Like you kind of like...
Yeah, like I would go and just give daps and pounds and respect knuckles to like everybody.
I could see you talking to pretty much everybody in your class for the like every class that you would go to, you'd have like class friends, like, you know, that you'd go, you talk to, and then you probably never see because maybe you weren't in the next class next year or whatever.
I never did the plays. I didn't do the dances. Like my high school didn't have a homecoming king or queen. We didn't have prom king or queen. Like it doesn't look like what high school looks like on television.
Yeah. I feel like my high school tried to do those kind of things, but like, it was a weird high school because like maybe like 30 or 40% were like pretty rich, well-off kids. And then the rest of them were all like poor. And so like they wanted to do those things, but they could never really like get enough students to really like want to do them, like on a like how they do it on TV and shit, you know?
Right. It was like, I was telling my brother, I was like, you completely changed the culture in that high school now where the students want to do all this shit. They want to do it all. They want to stay for fucking hours. I was employed by the school to teach a podcasting and literacy class and rock. None of these kids wanted to go home. They wanted to stay.
But that's something that's cool. Like, you don't want to go and sit like, okay, if any kids are listening to this, I mean, do your homework, do your things. Like, I hope no fucking kids are listening to this. But if you are, I don't think they're our demo anyway. But the only classes that I cared about were like, I had like a television production class that I had to like sign up at like an ROTC or I don't know what it's called or something like that. Where like you had to do it like after school. It was like a community of like different high schools that were in different cities. They had this like extra thing that you could earn credits for. And I kind of had to earn credits so that I, you know, could graduate on time. And they just had, oh, cool, TV production. Like that sounds easy. And like, I love, you know, film and TV. So I was like, okay, cool. Cause I mean, that would have been the backup plan. If wrestling didn't work out, I would have definitely tried to, like, I wanted to be a director or something like that. That's what I wanted to do. Or like learn how to man a camera or something, you know?
Hey, you co-directed Talking Shopamania 1 and 2.
That's why I fucking love it. It's like my dream. That's why I'm like all fucking directed out. I'm fucking calling the shots and doing that. You guys go here. Like it might be my second favorite thing of all time to do besides wrestle is do that.
You were like Spielberg.
Scorsese.
Azuka Scorsese.
That's what it'd probably be more like. I like a Scorsese. It really, to be honest though, my guy is Tarantino. Tarantino was my guy.
We used to watch a lot of the Tarantino films because I had a TV production class as well. Because that was the College Now courses. So they would do that. But like, I don't remember, like, I can't sit there and remember like, wow, was high school like this thing on TV, right? And a lot of people, don't get me wrong, had amazing high school experiences. Like my brother had a way better high school experience than I did, but he was more into this stuff. Like I wasn't into it.
So how many of your friends that you talk to have you texted and said, hey, are you going to this thing in 2 hours?
Two. And they had ample time to know too. Like they were like, yeah, didn't you check the Facebook like group chat? I was like, no.
Did you check the Facebook group? Did you check it out to see who was going and like what's going on?
About 5 minutes before we logged on to start this thing, shit. I found out that I've been a member of this group chat since its inception.
Yeah, who's fucking checking out Facebook? Facebook is the worst fucking platform of all time. I hate that platform.
I don't mess with Facebook. I think I had a post on there maybe like a couple of months ago. That was the last time I actually like cared to do anything on Facebook. Right. So now I got to go. And then I got to hear like they're probably going to show me pictures of their kids and they're going to ask me, what do I do? And I don't know how to answer.
You're going to have the same conversation of explain what you're, dude, this is, you know what you're about to do right now? This is your Tinder dates all over again, but with all the people from your high school that not just chicks, dudes too, that people, everybody, you're just going to regurgitate the same shit that you've been saying
the whole time. And then it's like, oh, well, we got to add you on Instagram. And then like, no, like this, then you're going to mess up my ratio to follow to add. Like I can't, no, like you're messing with my system.
Well, you just got to block. Well, you put them on and then you mute them, right?
Maybe I'm a miserable person. And I just like, I'm so good at like being where I am, who I talk to. And that's it. Like, I'm not trying to relive or chase the dream. Like I was never the captain of the high school, like football team, or I didn't play a sport. I wasn't into it. I had long hair. I DJed. I drew on desks. Like that's what I used to do in high school. Like I remember one of my really close friends, we used to have this competition where we used to draw on every desk we would both sit at. And each time we would like add on to like the piece that we were drawing, like these murals. And some of the teachers would get hot at us.
You go back and forth?
Every period we were at. So like if we, let's say periods 1, 2, and 3, he would start something. And then by 2, I would finish it. And then he would go back the next day, period 1.
Do you draw?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
draw.
You drew.
Oh, yeah. I'm really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Why don't you fucking draw some shit for us?
I got no time. I got no time to do that. I can't sit there and do that. Like for me to really get the beauty of Rocky Romero, I would have to see you in person. It would kind of have to be like that scene out of Titanic where
I feel like you could be doing all our talking shop shit. That'd be fun as fuck. And then we could sell it.
Maybe I'll do a couple of characters for Vegas. Maybe I'll do that.
Oh, that'd be good. That's like perfect for that.
Maybe I'll do a couple of those. Like it's like here's an autographed character of the Hoots. autographed and we'll do it like that. Maybe. I don't know. It's yeah, but it was so we would do all that or whatever, but like I really never had like a experience like, whoa, this is it. Or I never had the Winnie Cooper or the Kelly Kapowski. I never, you know, to me, high school was just something like my father put it to me like this because I hated going. He was like, think of it like a prison sentence. You got 4 years.
That makes me want to go. Thanks, Dad.
You want to go. You know, Marvro Red hanging out of his mouth.
What does your dad sound like? I feel like to me it sounds like, you think of it like a fucking prison sentence. You got like
now just add a Boston accent because he's from New England.
I don't know if I can do a Boston accent.
So you just say like this, ready? Like,
yeah.
You know, just think of it like a prison sentence.
He's got to be more raspier. Like, eh.
He's actually not. He's not a really raspy man.
Like, and really, the sound that I'm making is literally Ricky Choshu smoking a cigarette. In the dojo when nobody's allowed to smoke in there, but for some reason he's so fucking brothered in, you know, and no, he's untouchable. He don't even work for the fucking company anymore. I don't even know why he's there. Sits down in the middle of the fucking living room. It's like, just like, and he don't say words. He just points and goes, And then like some fucking young boy's like, what do you mean? And he brings him like an ashtray, And then the kid walks away. Whatever he wants to ask, the kid has to go stand in the corner, look at him, and then run back with the ashtray for him to like flick it.
See, that was my grandmother, God rest her soul. My grandmother and Ricky Choshu might be the same person because she used to have the raspy voice. She used to smoke the Pall Malls.
Oh shit!
And so you know, back in the day, she used to be like. Go get some more cigarettes for grandma.
Here's 50 cents. Go get some more cigarettes.
I'm like, 50 cents. I'm like, the price of inflation, yeah. Bat. It's a little bit more than that. But like, I remember this, and this is one of the things I remember in high school. I was so not into dating these high school girls at my high school that at my prom, I took a 24-year-old to my prom.
What?
Yeah. I'll send you prom photos too. Yeah. I should send. I got to find those.
What the fuck?
Oh yeah. I used to work at a supermarket. It was kind of like Melrose Place. Like we all hooked up with each other. It was like really an interesting time. And I remember everybody's asking everybody out and they're like, oh, let's like, I'm like, they're like, you going to ask anybody out from here? And I go, God, no. I go, what are you doing? I've been hanging out and hooking up with a 24-year-old.
Oh my God. Everybody must have thought you were cool as fuck if you brought a 24-year-old.
I was cool as fuck. I didn't give a shit about none of this.
But everybody must be like, whoa, you know, like all the dudes, right?
We got brothered up too. Yeah, like she we were drinking the before the thing. She was great.
Not that you should be doing that, kids, in high school, but I'm just saying.
What kids are listening to this?
You never know. Somebody left it on. You know, you shouldn't be listening to this garbage. Who's your Winnie Cooper? What's her name? Give me first name.
There is none there. I don't have a Winnie Cooper so, like, in high school. I didn't.
What about the one girl that you always thought she was like hot?
I can let you know the moment I get there to scope the scene to see whether or not if they look
so. I can't wait for the follow-up story. Yeah, because like. There's always like a, you know, there was some girl, right? Or for the gal, some guy that they would think like, oh man, I would like to have that person as my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, right? And I feel like now you're in, because you're not going to get into this whole celibacy thing with them, obviously, but like, or maybe you will, I don't know. But like, what happens if this is your one and only shot? And your Winnie Cooper, let's just call her that, or your Kelly Kapowski, as you said, is like, I just got divorced. I got to be home at, you know, 2 a.m. But like, I've always wanted to hook up with you. And this is it, one and done, never happened again. Like, but we have to, and she looks fantastic. What do you do?
Well, first thing I'm doing is I'm going into the Tish's group chat and I'm going to be like, listen. I'm about to piss a kiz. First off, just set it up. Just be completely honest and transparent because you guys are my brothers.
You're going to catch a bro? You're going to catch a brother?
I'm going to have to catch a bro just so that way, like, I'm not a two-pump chump.
So you put a little thought into this in the last couple hours.
You setting up this hypothetical scenario makes me think, okay, well, if I'm going to perform... and be balls deep Billy, well, then I have to put on the whole regalia and mentally prepare myself.
But you're willing to come out of your celibacy possibly for Winnie Cooper or Kelly Kapowski. There's a possibility.
If there's somebody there that I'm like, hey, you know what? I haven't thought about you in 20 some odd years. Damn, you look good. Oh, you want to get with me? Why not? Let's go. But give me 10 minutes. I just need 10 whole minutes.
The boys are fucking gonna, they're gonna be so sad, but they're also gonna love this
Give me 10 minutes. I'm also gonna go to the bar. It's open.
So it's at the high school?
No, it's at this place called the Staten, which is like a fucking wedding banquet hall kind of gimmick.
Oh, shit. Oh, so they're spending money on this. How do they pay for these kind of things? You buy tickets for it or something?
Yeah, everybody was like paying $100 a ticket. I somehow weaseled my way in and didn't pay for a ticket. I have to go to this thing now, right? I got to get, like, I actually have to, like, put on real clothes, like jeans and a shirt.
Oh, you're not going to go in a suit? You don't go in a suit to something like this?
Rock, I'm not going into a suit for this shit. Maybe in Vegas, I'll wear a suit for Talking Shop Live. I think the four of us should get tuxedos.
We should get tuxedos, actually, for Talking Shop Live Vegas.
I think we should get fucking tuxes.
Friday, August 20th, it's at the Space in Las Vegas. I think it's at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., something like that.
7 o'clock VIP meet and greet. You could purchase your tickets. You could follow Machine Gun, Rock, and LG for more information on the socials. Everything's there. Come say hi and spend some monies, take some photos, and enjoy a really fun and interactive live show. Listen, we're in Vegas.
I'm going to be on.
Do you understand how much...
I'm going to be on.
Oh, my God. Rocky After Dark, bro.
Dude, Mojo's going to be our fucking guest of honor. Mr. Vegas. Oh, my God. It's going to be so much fun. What do you think is going to be more fun? Las Vegas Talking Shop or tonight?
The Las Vegas Talking Shop, because it's actually with people I want to hang out with. So, you know, and we have the best fans and live audience one could ever ask for. So I rather hang out with our hoots than hang out with somebody that I haven't seen since we had acne.
I mean, dude, you may fall in love tonight, dude.
Let's not go there because I'm not gonna.
Dude, what if this is your night, bro? What if you're fucking Cinderella and you go out there? And you fucking get in your little pumpkin and then you fucking get to the Staten and then you meet the girl of your dreams that you forgot about and you haven't seen in 20 years. And then you fucking drop your Nike Air Max and she fucking finds it. She's the Prince Charming. It's just in
right,
reverse.
Right, right. No, I don't believe that. I've avoided Staten Island women for the last 5 years.
All right.
You're a man that has romance on his sleeve. You wear it on your sleeve very well. Listen, we all don't have the fairy tale romance. We don't have a beautiful wife that you were planting shrubbery all day with. I don't have that.
I smell like shit right now, too. And I took a shower. I've been fucking planting fucking trees and shrubs and fucking flowers all fucking day long. It's terrible.
I thought it was simple enough. Dig a hole.
Me too.
Put the gimmick in the hole. Cover the hole up and call it a day.
Honestly, I would have done that. But when I went to go buy the shrubs, the guy started going, he goes, oh, you do this? You're like, you plant a lot of stuff? And I'm like, no, this is my first time. He was like, you know how to do that? And I was like, no. He was like, well, you're going to need this too. You got to get this with the fertilizer. You mix it up so that, you got to put the new soil and the old soil together. You want to do 50-50. You put that in there. You know, once you dig the hole, put it all in there, put it back. He's like, that'll make it actually like grow right. And I'm like, oh shit. And then he's like, you got to water it every day. I'm like, oh fuck. Be out there watering this shit every day.
This sounds like work.
It is. Like I ain't busy enough. Fuck.
Take a page out of my brother's book and concrete the whole fucking house. That's all he did. He was done. He was like, ain't cutting the grass, ain't planting shrubs. I go, so Vin, what are you doing? He goes, I concreted the whole fucking house. He's done. He don't care.
I know, but my wife, she wants an oasis in the backyard. So
I bet it looks pretty.
It's going to look great when it's done. It's going to look great. I went and bought a fountain, a small fountain, $99 fountain that we're going to put up there, and a little statue of Buddha. It's like a little... For $50, it's gonna be very serene, serenity.
I like it. See, in my parents' house, there's a fountain in the back right next to my dad's basil and tomato plants, and then there's a little fountain and a statue of the Blessed Mother.
Nice.
Italians and Catholic. It's just how it is back there. And my father will pick the Bajani Gaul, as he likes to call it, with his like little fake Boston Italian accent. And then he puts it, he'll sniff it, put it behind his ear, and then he'll go about his day and does whatever he does. And he's got like basil hanging out of his ear. And I go,
dude, that's so fucking Italian.
It is.
I've never heard of it in my life, but it sounds so fucking Italian.
So now when you talk to Em, because she's part Italian, you say, hey, babe, let's go plant some Bajani Gaul. And that's it. And
then she's actually planting some right
basil.
Now.
So that's what I'm saying. So then when it's all like lush and full, you pick a little, you smell it, you roll it up like a joint, and you put it in your ear. And then you just go about your day. And you're like, sometimes I just need the nice smell of basil. That's his response. What? That was his response. He was what like, I want to smell basil.
Did your parents meet in high school?
No, my mom is from the Lower East Side in Little Italy, Mulberry Street in the city.
Oh,
and
shit.
My dad is from a small New England town called Methuen.
Okay.
They got together when my dad was a bartender at a nightclub in Staten Island many, 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 many moons ago.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then that was it. Like they met.
I was just I'm really trying to press that you're going to find love tonight.
No, I'm telling you, it's not going to happen.
Right,
listen,
right.
I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to send it to the boys in the chat.
Please.
I'm going to give you guys the whole fucking rundown. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a sad state of affairs, my dude. I promised my boy who was like going, he was like, you're coming, right? And I'm like, I guess you're going to be there. All right. Now I can't look like I'm going to flake and not show up.
No, you can't let your boy down like that. He better not flake either, though. Fuck.
Yeah. And he bought some other chick that he was talking to that they rekindled in high school on the thing. So now they're going together. And I'm like,
oh, shit, this is going down.
I'm like, yo, you were living in the past. I was like, that's like washing your face with the same washcloth you washed your ass with first. I was like, what the fuck's the matter with you? You don't go backwards in life.
Oh, my God. That sounds like something your mom would say.
It was something she said. It was something she said. And my boy's response is, he goes, I'm a fucking a city worker. I'm living here until I'm like 50. What the fuck else do I got going on for me? I was like, touche.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Cool. I got to go to Vegas in 3 weeks. So that's what I'm doing.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't have time to fall in love with
Kelly. So remember my Kelly from the Gray M&M story?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, her name was Kelly. We went to a high school dance when we were kids. We went to the fucking Sadie Hawkins one. We had where
she asked you out.
Yeah, she asked me to say yeah. That's when the girl asked the guy. I think Sadie Hawkins. Yeah, we wore fucking these white Beatles shirts. I got to pick them out. I went to like Hot Topic or something. I think I picked them out. You know, white Beatles shirts with blue jeans. Had to do the whole fucking. You stand behind them and like take a picture and shit and all that bullshit. It's terrible.
See, we didn't do none of this. See, my high school wasn't cool like that. Like there was.
I went to like two dances. Yeah, that one and then prom.
If I went to your high school, I probably would have did more. My high school had nothing. It literally looked like a prison. There's bars on the windows.
That's just New York high schools, though,
yeah,
right?
They are. Oh, they suck. Yeah. New York high schools suck. Like, there's nothing good about them, right? It was, like, always bleak and gray. Like, the one thing that I do remember.
They didn't even have names. My mom was like, I went to PS 51. I was like, what the fuck? PS, what is that? She was like, public school number 51. I was like, they don't even have names. What the fuck?
I went to public school 21, then I went to intermediate school 51, and then finally I went to Port Richmond High School.
That's shit. Yeah, she went to James Monroe High School.
You probably had like a really nice scenery. Like there was probably like palm trees and like, you know, a nice view. You know what we looked
actually,
at?
There was,
The Bayonne Bridge, Rock. We looked at the Bayonne Bridge.
I don't even know that bridge.
Okay, it's just a bridge in the middle that connects Staten Island to Bayonne, New Jersey, and all there is just shipping freights. There's nothing nice around there, okay? And then there was a crack house three houses down from the school. That's what we were looking at.
Oh, yeah, there might have been some meth houses by our high school. That would have been fine, but yeah.
There was nothing. The only thing that I remember from high school vividly was this deli called the Innis Deli. And it was right across the street from the school. And we would all sneak there because school food sucks. And we would have bacon, egg, and cheeses. But the place was so unsanitary. Like, the cook would have a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. as she's cooking up the stuff, we would assume that the ash, why it tasted so good, was because they never cleaned the grill and that the ash was probably like flavoring the fucking eggs. So we would
You're probably right. Like, you're probably right.
And this is where we would go buy cigarettes for like, we call them Lucy's. So we get like a Lucy for like a dollar. Like, so there was all sorts of like degenerate shit going on.
I fucking love it.
I'm going to give you some advice for tonight. Okay. Some true brotherly advice. I want you to go in there today. I want you just to keep an open mind, you know, tonight, say yes. Don't say no. Go in there. Have yourself a couple of drinks, talk to, you know, meet up with your good friends, talk about the old times, reminisce. Don't not be afraid to reminisce and be like, oh shit, I remember that. Enjoy yourself. Most likely, you're probably never going to see any of these people ever again. So what you might as well have as much fun tonight as you can and be as open as you can.
All right. I'm going to be a yes to possibility. I'm going to open myself up and allow myself to have some fun and then rush home and edit this podcast to make sure it's up for Sunday. No problem. That's what I'm going to do.
Fuck this podcast, man.
But yo, Brock, so again, let's plug Vegas because that's we're going to Vegas. We're all going to be there.
So Friday, August 20th, 8 p.m. It's at the Space in Las Vegas. If you're already going to be there for SummerSlam, I mean, you're not going to want to miss this. I know that AEW's got a huge show Friday night, but the cool thing is you can fucking tape that shit or you can watch it later. It's in Chicago or you can fucking, trust me, we're probably going to be checking Twitter and talking about the results live on fucking stage. So come hang out with us. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Talking shop live in Vegas. We're going to get drunk as fuck. We're going to get cooked up. It's going to be fucking the shit.
You can buy tickets at thespacelv.com. Okay, so general admission is $75. VIP photo op, $125. VIP autograph session, $125. VIP combo is $150. Then you get the exclusive pack. That's about $200. And you get to hang out with Machine Gun, Carl Anderson, the Big LG, Doc Gallows, Rocky Asugar Romero, and me, Balls D Billy, plus a who's who of special guests and our special MC of the night, Mr. Las Vegas himself, Mojo.
And the cool thing is, like, you literally don't know who the fuck is going to show up to this thing. Literally, there's going to be some craziness going on, as they always do. But, you know, remember Talking Shop 1, when we went to and we did a Tampa, I mean, Chavo Guerrero, Mike Knox showed up.
GCW World Champion Matt Cardona.
Fucking the Headbanger showed up at an hour. Bill Alfonso. I mean, so like, you know, we're going to be hanging out, rubbing shoulders with all kinds of folks who live in Las Vegas and who are also there. And you never know. There might be some WWE superstars who just come out and just to hang out and have a couple drinks with us. So be ready for it. It's going to be fucking dope.
TheSpaceLV.com. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8, meet and greet and all that jazz at the beginning of the night. So you come, you hang out, stay, hang out with the good brothers, and let's have a chat. Good brother summer indeed. So I'm going to go because I have to go get presentable now, and I got to wear like a shirt with like a collar and all of this stuff. And
You ironed up. It's all looking nice and fresh.
Yeah. I actually have dress clothes. I just don't put them on, but I'm going to wear like a pair of like boots and pair of jeans and a button down dress shirt, and then I think I'm out of here, and then that's it. My hair is going to all come down and just flow tonight, and then I'm going to look around for about an hour, and then be like, oof, getting the go-home cue. See you later.
Or you're going to be in love.
That's it. Well, we'll see what happens.
A beautiful young lady who went to PS 91 or whatever.
Yeah, Port Richmond High School. Yeah.
There it is. All right. Hey, folks, don't forget, New Japan Pro Wrestling returns to the United States August 14th, Los Angeles, California. If you want to come and hang out with us, buy tickets at Ticketmaster. If you can't make it out, it's going to be live on fight.tv. It's only $19.99. It's going to be freaking awesome. This week alone, they finally have announced a double main event, never open weight title, David Finley versus the champion Jay White, the Switchblade Jay White. And then the other main event just added, fresh off of Dynamite, the champion Lance Archer, the U.S. heavyweight champion, against Hiroshi Tanahashi for the first time ever. It's going to be awesome. It's at the Torch at the L.A. Coliseum. Watch it on fight.tv or we'll see you there. Ticketmaster.com.
Got to tell you, love seeing Hiroshi Tanahashi on an AEW screen. The Forbidden Door is wide open,
surprise,
folks.
Right?
Right. What a surprise indeed, man. Wow. Wow. That was cool. And then the Good Brothers took home some NJPW hardware for the trophy case.
Yep.
It's been a very good week for your Hoots.
Switchblade is on Impact. David Finley's on Impact. I mean, this is crazy.
Listen, it's very rare to see Switchblade in the States. So if you do not have tickets, my advice to you is get tickets to see Switchblade Jay White in the United States doing what he does in a New Japan ring.
All kinds of announcements are going to be happening. So stay tuned.
All right, Rock. I got to go do this thing now.
Emilio, balls deep, Billy. Good luck tonight, brother.
Quadruple salute to you. And thank you for being my little ray of positivity. We love y'all.
See you next week.